Self Mastery Podcast, episode 14. Hey, welcome back to the Self Mastery Podcast. Look, this morning I've got a really important perspective to give you on when you are either feeling lost, you haven't got the direction that you want, or you may be stuck or not taking the action that you know that is needed in order to achieve the goal, achieve the mission, or achieve whatever it is that you set out to do. So I think this is a really important thing to think about, because everyone goes through it at some stage. It's like you got to think of life as a almost like a loading bar or progress bar when you're downloading something off the internet or onto your computer, and you're like, all right, it's 1%, 2%, 20%, 30%, 40%, 80%, 90%, and then it's 100% completely done. It's almost like our timeline of life is a little bit like that as well. And when we get to the stage where it's like maybe 40% and it stops, and it's, you know, and it stays on 40% for a day or a week or a month or a year, or for some people a lifetime, it's because that we don't know what that extra, say, 60% is. It's like, oh, what is that? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What do I want to happen? And that's really important to know and understand, because if you can get that, it's like, oh, okay, all I need is direction, and all I need is clarity on what it is that I actually and specifically want to do. So here's a few things that you can do right now, this very moment or today, in order to help you out and get that clarity back. And I think the first thing would be is to actually write down whatever it is that's in your mind that you would like to do. Write down exactly what it is that you would like to do, because you can have anything that you want, but you've got to know what it is that you want. And that's important, right? And I've fallen into this trap many, many times before. I'm like, I'm a little bit stuck, I'm a little bit lost. And then someone says to me, oh, what is it that you want specifically? Or actually, this is normally the first question. What is it that you want? I'm like, oh, I just want to be happy, making progress, making an impact. It's like, oh, that's all well and good, but that's very vague. And then if they said, oh, what is it that you want specifically? Then if I'm stuck or lost or not moving forward, I'd be like, shit, I don't really know. It's like, well, there's your problem. The problem's not that you necessarily don't know what to do or how to do it. It's like you're not really sold on specifically the outcome that you want. And that's important, because when you get that, it's like when you get that, those details, it's like, man, life begins to change very quickly. Very quickly. So you start asking yourself the question, what is it that I specifically want to achieve? What is it that I specifically want to do within the next month, within the next day, within the next year, within the next 10 years, within the next lifetime? And you want to get all this stuff down onto paper and really have a bit of a mind dump and get everything out of your mind. It's very, very important. Then what you do is you sift through it, you actually find out the things that are meaningful to you. Because the things that you're working towards, or the things that you're going after, if they're not meaningful to you, then it's not going to happen. And if it does, it's going to be like a struggle. You're going to have to push the car uphill rather than letting the car go down the hill. And another thing after that is, you want to ask yourself, what is holding me back? Like, once you find that out, then you want to ask the question of, what is actually holding me back? What am I afraid of? What am I fearful of? What am I terrified of that is not allowing me to achieve X, Y, and Z? And then when you work that out, you work on those things, and then boom, you'll end up getting what it is that you want. So there you are. There's my little tip for getting unstuck. Write everything down out of your mind. Find out what is actually stopping you or holding you back from getting it. And if you don't know what's holding you back or stopping you from getting it, then contact me and we'll find out what is stopping you from getting it. And then we'll clear that up and you'll be able to go out and get what it is that you want.